I always wanted to ask this regarding the song VA Chicago and the very famous breakdowns that go on in that song. And when that song was first released on Summer Teeth, they just very briefly hint at doing that. It's nothing like it became in concert. Was that already in place when you joined Wilco, or is that something that you helped develop?
Well, you know, it's really funny. No one's ever asked me that question, and I'm not actually sure. I think that it was already in place, but not to the perhaps rather startlingly intense contrast degree that it has become.
Yeah.
I think Glenn and I might have taken it to a little more extreme direction. I'm not sure, though.
I've seen Wilco quite a few times with quite a few number of different people, and any time that song is played, I enjoy watching the reaction of people around me. My wife in particular, when all that started happening, I looked at her like, oh, am I going to lose her? And she's like, I don't know what just happened, but that was incredible.
Fun.
Yeah, and it looks like a lot of fun. It actually, if I can get a little jazzy about it, it reminds me of one of Charles Mingus's first great compositions, Pithecanthropus Erectus, which is just a very straight-ahead song, and then he has two breakdowns in it where everything just goes completely off the rails, and then he brings it back.
Right.
And
that's amazing. I never thought about that comparison, but that's hilarious. I'm searching for a home, I'm searching for a home, via Chicago, I'm coming home. I have to say that there was an incident. Somebody was simulcasting our show and they came up afterwards to somebody, perhaps the tour manager, and said, oh, I'm so sorry, but we had this horrible glitch, this interference in the broadcast on this one song, and then we figured out we had to, you know, put this person's mind at ease and say, like, hey, it's okay, that's actually what we played, your equipment was working.